Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode.
Y'all want to tap out?
They're going to join us later, you said, right? Oh,
we're live. We're live, by the way.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Live Show number 55. Here, as always, with Nerdy Chicano. Here's the host of the show, along with my wonderful co-host, Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show.
And as always, we've got a revolving roundtable here, as always. You know, the two people who always say yes to us for this show. It's quite funny, honestly. Nobody else wants to come on, but them two are always down to come on.
Did I miss the memo for the best dressed?
Dude, I don't even know.
I got my Go Hard shirt. How about that?
Yeah. I don't want me to dress up.
I did not have you dress up, dude.
Is that a Windsor knot?
He's trying to look good for Michelle, but with his hair looking like he just woke up.
Hey, that's the last call, last minute.
Luigi,
call.
How are you doing, buddy?
Can't smell the cologne.
Bro, I'm just telling you right now, this ain't doing nothing for Michelle, honestly.
I know, bro.
She's like,
if you had a My Hero Academia shirt, though, that would definitely.
It's in the washer, sadly.
And as always, joining us once again, Queen Weeb, how are you?
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
We've got quite the show planned for you all today. Brad has a story to tell us about today, and we are also ending the show with we will be inviting the people behind the film The Curse of Professor Sardonicus at the second half of the show to discuss their film before it hits the festival circuits. And all the information are in the description on the YouTube video about...
How do you spell Sardonicus?
Z-A-R-D-O-N-I-C-U-S.
C-Arnicus.
Z-Barnacles.
Sounds weird.
Sardonicus.
Sardonicus.
Sardonicus, yeah. So the Curse of Professor Sardonicus, the cast and crew will be here to discuss their film with us, and I'm quite excited. You know, we haven't done a proper interview in a while, right, Brett?
Yes.
Brett, it's safe to say that the last one was Jason Inman for Super Soldiers, no?
I think so.
What's it called? Five Meats for Mashbone and Grifty Volume 1. Open for business.
No, Bad CGI Sharks was after
bad
that.
Bad CGI one. Sharks. I was thinking about
when
Bad
the
CGI
film came
Sharks.
Out, right?
Yeah, and when the film came out.
Yes. So
was October of last year.
Yes. Yeah. So almost a full year.
Jesus, I was there. I remember.
Yep. So we've actually got a guest coming in to discuss their film. I said, I might as well bring them on this show. It will be fun. This will either prove to be a grand mistake or the best thing that will ever happen.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. It's honestly, we'll be taking questions from the viewers and we'll have questions here from us, but that'll be at the second half of the show. But in the meantime, I hope everybody's been having a good day.
Yeah, they're kicking us out, guys. So enjoy us while you can.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to kick you guys out. You guys can stay here for all you want. I mean, it's fine. You know, what's it called? But I was going to say, how's everybody been doing? You know, this thing is kind of getting in the middle of it, but let's just show what Michelle has to say on her title thing here.
What? Oh, yeah. Finally quit my job. Woo!
Done. Damn right.
It's a done deal.
I know. Someone else also quit today.
Rest in peace.
Oh.
Yeah,
he was my supervisor. He's like, I can't take it anymore. My people keep leaving.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would love to hear the story that Brad has here, but I also got to do one more thing before we do this. As always, you know that we are still doing charity here. All donations are going to go to Color of Change, colorofchange.org. And all donations sent to www.streamlabs.com/nerdcore will be given a card from the card game that we've been doing for the past 2 weeks. Right, Brad?
You were going to put Orlando.
Orlando. Yeah, I need to cut the clip out. But what's it called? Of course, if we don't finish all the cards today, we will finish them up tomorrow. And
I mean, I'm waiting for that $40 donation where we just have to do 10 like every show.
We did accumulate $40 last week, and
challenge
that was
accepted, Brad.
Yeah,
so $40.
Yes, Michelle, I know you like to send through Venmo, but please try to send through.
I don't want to set up an account.
Money is money, bruh.
Yeah,
it's so difficult when I have to pull out from two different avenues, and then I have to speak like, okay, let me add this up correctly, make sure I add it up correctly.
And why don't you just donate it, since you have the account already linked? Why can't you just because I'm just giving you the money.
Whatever. So www.streamlabs.com/nerdcore, or we should probably just make a Nerdcore Venmo, so that way it's easier that way. But we'll see what's up. But www.
What about a Cash App?
No, I don't know, dude.
Or OnlyFans. Y'all can watch me pet my dog. Yeah.
So I really do want to know, Luis, what's the whole point of this?
We're having a guest director, and I wanted to fill the part.
I mean,
did you get braces?
No, I've always had them. I was supposed to get them off in April, but with the whole quarantine closed down, my goddamn orthodontist, so I'm stuck with it for an extra 6 months, and I'm mad.
Dude, I was supposed to go back to the dentist in Mexico because I got this gap that opened just in the past couple of months because I didn't get my last retainer. So there we go again.
Exactly. My teeth are doing the exact same thing. They're getting little bits of gaps, and I'm mad.
So let me get this right, Luis.
Mm-hmm.
You decided to dress up for a cast and crew of a film that's coming on because you want to play the part of director.
Yes.
I'm the one who's played the part many times, and I'm here in a shirt that I usually use to go to bed.
Has holes in his armpit.
Snyder, if you've seen him in behind-the-scene footage. Oh, my audio cut off.
You know what? You both are also missing here.
What?
You wouldn't have me fucking here at all.
Why would I want him here?
Exactly.
Oh,
I'm
and Brad,
I'm trying to ruin something.
You were talking about it is Calvin Klein.
I was so as it was.
We need sniff a vision.
I can't, dude. Smell I just anything.
I
think it's hilarious.
Dude, I love that one. It's my Thai food, but it smells good.
Wait a minute. Smell Thai food?
Yeah, because I'm eating Thai food.
Ooh. You ever get the sandwiches? That's the Vietnamese. That's the Vietnamese sandwiches. Sorry. different.
Very different.
Two different countries, bro.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Very different.
I told you I'm horrible at geography, damn it.
But I mean, I guess you just wanted to dress up, man. I guess.
I dressed up. Look at that.
Man,
there
you go with that bullshit.
That was for Brad, not me.
Let me tell you something. You think I look all dressed up, but what you don't know is that I've worn this same shirt to work at least like 5 times.
Yeah.
Girl,
Like this week?
I don't think you should say that.
Though. Well, I've washed it in the closet. Though.
One thing is just eating an outfit, and another thing is not washing your clothes.
For people who haven't noticed, I sometimes worn the same shirt on the Tuesday review, Friday live show, and the Saturday morning review.
Dude, I'm thinking, should we make ourselves some shirts for the live show? I would be willing to wear a live show shirt.
Oh, I mean, I just usually, like, when we do, like, reviews, I'm like, okay, either I'm just going to put on what I slept in, or let me go get, like, a random Star Wars shirt off my, like, drawer.
Well, what's fun is when we do the multiple episodes, and that really freaks people out.
Yeah. You record this all in one day? Nah, yes. Guys, let me go ahead and tell you guys, I actually just wore the same shirt on those three separate occasions.
You never know. Keep some guessing. Yeah.
It's a good mystery, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to go ahead and shout out Mama Ushi. Happy belated birthday to Mama Ushi, of course. You know, what's it called? We love
Mama Ushi.
She gets so intense.
Who?
Mama Ushi. She gets so
intense. Yeah, I was watching her stream the other day and she gets all intense. I love it.
No, Mama Ushi is not Silent Ushi. Let's go ahead and get this correct.
Oh, sorry. My bad. I thought that's how you called her.
Broad is right here who's saying that I'm a 23-year-old girl. No, I'm a 43. I'm a 40-year-old woman. Okay, so now I'm Mama Ushi. Okay.
Wait, Mama Ushi. You had Silent Ushi when you were 17.
I don't know my age too well, and I'm not going to answer
that. Okay, I feel very confused. I have no idea what's going on.
Mama Ushi.
It's my own way, boys.
I'm the mother of Silent Ushi.
So this is my birthday.
And I, bearded man, shut the hell up. Okay? Shut the hell up. I'm talking, okay?
I was like, your birthday wasn't recently.
Please shut up too. You too. I'm talking. It's my birthday and I get to ask for the stuff. I ask for no adult content talking. And
hey,
I ask.
Hey, Silent or Mama Ushi. Sorry. Mama yes. Ushi. I have a question.
Yes, give me one question.
Did you get to blow out more than candles for your birthday?
That is very disrespectful. I don't want to have that question again. So,
Oh my goodness. I'll take that as a yes.
That's very disrespectful. I don't know why you would ask that. That is not something you should be asking an older woman like myself.
I mean, you know, good for you, though.
And I heard that you only get blowjobs like two times in a month.
I mean, that's kind of a high number. Percentage is probably more like a 0.825, but who's counting?
0.825. That means on the first one you didn't finish?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, no. Dude, that's just sad.
Well, thank you to Mama Ushi for stopping by. Happy belated birthday, Mama Ushi. You want to go, as always. Being serious, though, we said,
I'm going to clip all of these and form them into one giant Silent Ushi, Mama Ushi clip.
Fun when Nikki's here. Let's be honest.
I'm going to send it to Nikki, and she's going to have to record a reaction video to us being dumb.
Yeah. But so we've actually got a packed weekend. So today, of course, we had the cast and crew of The Curse of Professor Sardonicus. Tomorrow we have Josh and Shane SRK coming on to hang out with us.
Woo!
Sunday, of course, no one's ever available for Sunday except for these two dorks. So, we'll have them on.
Hey, they're my two dorks. Damn it.
Yeah, I know. It's not a bad thing to be a dork. So next week, let's see if we can get Nikki on. But,
what'd you get? Oh, have you always worn those glasses? What the fuck?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Don't make me get Mama Ushi back in here.
No, please, no.
No,
I dare you.
No, man. But I guess we could honestly just go into this. Brad, I believe you have a story for us.
Indeed. What's I need to share my screen.
Because I saw it on Twitter and I wanted to ask, but then you put there to talk that you were going to talk about it.
You got to go to the live show.
I waited so long for this.
All right. Y'all see ya.
Let's go ahead and zoom in here. Zoom in, Brad. Let's see what exactly we're supposed to be looking at.
Control plus or window plus?
Control plus, yeah.
I'm doing control plus.
Oh.
Wait. There we go. Ha! Computers.
There you go. Keep going.
What the fuck?
Man, I hate technology.
Yeah,
it's whatever, Brad.
All right, just there.
Just gonna leave it there.
Right here, that part right there. That is a broken window, my friends.
It broke. It's like broke.
We're twins. We both got broken windows.
Actually, I got mine fixed yesterday. So.
Oh, damn
well,
it.
Brad.
Well, mine got fixed too.
What happened?
Still. Ooh, I got food.
Tell me.
Can you tell us what happened?
Ooh, that's cool. Okay. So, start this off with, I don't own a truck. So, let's get that point taken care of. I own a box. Broken box here. And every Wednesday, I have to take my trash. You've seen my house in, like, episode 3. It's up on a fucking mountain. Like, it's kind of ridiculous in a way, where it's located. Anyways, I have to take the trash from there down to the highway. So it's about a 3-minute drive. In order to take this trash can to the highway, it has to go into the box. Well, we had chicken one night before I was able to take the trash out. And so that chicken had been sitting in the trash can for probably about 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a very good gag reflex, let's say, when it comes to smells.
Hey!
Especially in the morning.
Ain't nobody trying to hear that bullshit.
I'm just saying.
Disgusting.
I know. It stunk. And so I'm sitting there. I got it, like, apparently 2/3 of the way in. I'm coughing, hacking, and I go to shut it. And I shut it real hard. And boom. Broken glass. God. Everywhere.
You five, broke
5:30 in the morning with my trash can. Yes.
Wait.
As my dad liked to put
can
it.
Can we go back now? Did you do this again?
So, okay. So go back to the car. Go back to the car. Can you go back to shirt? Okay. So you see in there, that box is big enough to hold a dumpster. Like my dumpster. It's on wheels and stuff. So it goes in there and I shut it and I take it to the highway. Well, I got it 2/3 of the way in thinking it was all the way in. And I started coughing and hacking because, like, this chicken was just gross. It was nasty. And I go to shut it real hard. And, it wasn't all the way. The dumpster was not all the way in the car. Oh. So the window couldn't take it. And, I had glass everywhere.
I thought someone had broken into your car or something.
I'm sorry. Hold on, Michelle. I'm really sorry to interrupt you. Why the fuck are you putting in a dumpster in your car?
Again. Are you not listening to, like, Moses' fucking story?
Put a towel on the floor of it. Get the trash bag. Put it on top there and take it out like that. Why the hell are you putting in a
Dude, the truck does not run up the mountain. There's no dumpster there for me to put my trash in. So I have to take my dumpster down to the highway.
So that the truck driver, like, lifts it up.
Yes. Yes.
What the?
Yeah.
What I'm getting here is
where we're from. Sorry, Brad. Excuse Raul. Where he's from, there's no such thing as garbage trucks in Brownsville. There's just the streets. So he doesn't understand how the whole.
I used to live in a town.
A garbage truck who comes in for my garbage all the day.
I used to live in a town where, you know, you took your trash out and took it to the dumpster that was on the street, like a big dumpster. Well, this is a little roller dumpster that you have to take to the highway for the trucks to pick up.
Yeah, that's how mine works. Like, we have regular trash on Fridays. Tuesday is organic and recycling.
It's funny that Michelle over here is talking about how Bronzo doesn't have what's called garbage trucks. When I've gone to Matamoros on multiple times, I just seen trash, like, outside. Like, it's absolutely nothing.
Dude, but the guy in the burrito comes by and picks up the truck, and you give him 50 pesos for it. And he, like, goes with the little, like, what they call horses and, like, screams, trash. And then
What's going on, Mr. Chilzone?
Hi, Mr. Chilzone.
Hey, Mr. Chilzone.
So, moral of the story is, I basically tried to put the dumpster, which I've done this hundreds of times. It fits in the car. And this one time, I was a little short, basically. and slammed
the stench.
Luis changed. Did anybody notice Luis changed?
Changed what?
What the hell?
What are you talking about?
That was quick.
Let's be honest. You probably had it on there, and then when I was switching on between the you went.
Do you think it's one of those that you just rip off from the back and just throw it down?
Could like what's called, like Superman? Like
have been.
You think I'm that bougie?
No.
It's just Superman when he just tastes all like.
No, truthfully, Raul told me that it wasn't impressing Michelle, so I had to take it off.
Oh.
I'm kidding. No, I just,
you have your My Hero Academia shirt?
I do not. It's just a regular black shirt. Oh.
But more of the story is I'm a moron.
Yeah.
That's about it.
And this is why, once again, men live less years than women.
That's true. It's true.
Yeah, but you broke your own window. Somebody broke into my window.
Yeah.
And stole my shit.
But you know what's funny, though, is I actually got the windshield and the back window. I've been running around with like a huge crack on my windshield for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got it repaired. So I think this is just karma biting me in the ass, being like, ha, now you got to do both.
Well, that would imply that you did something bad to someone else.
Something similar to that happened to my mom's car where I believe, I know how it happened, but I don't remember what year it is, but it was years ago. My dad's cutting the grass, and my mom was like, should I move the car? And then my dad's like, no, don't worry about it. I'm not even going to pass to the front yard. Everything will be fine. Don't move your car. She was like, but I want to move my car. It's like, no, don't worry about it. Just don't move your car. Nothing's going to happen to it. Well, as my dad was passing through the front yard, guess what? Ricocheted off the blades and it hit the window.
And I bet you your dad never heard the end of it.
Te dije que moviéramos el carro, que no sé qué.
Yeah, yeah.
Porque nunca me escuchas.
That's how marriage goes.
Yeah. So I want to... God, Brad, I wish that Brenda was here. I just want to hear from her. Like, what was her?
You want me to bring her in?
Can we bring her in, please? Can we bring her in? All right. As we wait for Brenda, let's go ahead and hear me with your children. I remember playing with rocks, and I broke my stepdad's window and got my ass.
God damn it.
I mean, that's how it goes, Mr. Chozo. Yeah.
I play baseball.
I've never, broken something like that, though.
All right.
Have y'all ever played a sport in between the street where the cars are all apart and then one of the people hit it hard, either you or one, hit one of the cars, the alarm went off, everyone just booked it. So get caught. First one to get caught.
The basketball countless times, ricochets off the board and it hits the car and you're like, shit, I hope it doesn't break it. I hope it doesn't break it.
We play baseball with that and it hit a car. We all booked it. I remember hiding underneath a truck somehow.
Yep. Ever tell you guys the story of how my little brother killed a little kitten with a soccer ball?
What the fuck?
Kicked a ball and then
We had a makeshift goalpost because we obviously didn't have a goalpost. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know that the kitten was under the goal, the thing. And when we kicked the ball, boom, like that. Hit the kitten and we go and see it. Ken's fucking dead, dude.
I shouldn't
be having my
dad, dude. All right, Raul. You be nice to my wife.
I mean, I'll be nicer to her than I am ever.
Hi.
Brenda, it's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you.
Yeah, I know. You always hear my voice in the back. There's never really a face to the voice sometimes. But your husband, my best friend, my muse, has been told me a story about his car, and I want to ask you a couple questions. First of all, has he always been this dumb?
He does not have much common sense.
Okay, I knew that at least. So I want to know your first reaction to seeing that shit just broken.
It was probably better that he woke me up and said, I need you to pay attention. This is serious. What do I do?
Sounds like Brett.
It's like, well, call the insurance company and you put a bag on it and go to work.
So at any point, did you question why the fuck didn't you check that the shit was closed, right?
No, because I knew exactly what had happened.
You already know him way too well.
Yes, I do. Sorry, honey. Yeah, I knew exactly what had happened.
Oh my goodness.
And last question. Is this the first time that this happens, or has this happened countless times before?
The first time he's broken a car window.
Oh, okay. But you know, it's also not the first time that, you know, there's been stuff happening around him. Like, if anybody remembers, there's the famous story of Brad falling off the ladder and falling on the toilet. That's always one of my favorite stories.
He did what?
What?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
What happened?
So if I remember correctly, he was working.
Let Brenda tell us because I'd like to hear her perspective.
So we had a part of our bathroom roof fell in, like the ceiling fell in because there was some water damage. So all of the plaster and drywall fell down. So he had to get in up into the roof or into the ceiling and pull out some of the insulation.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the ladder. And our flooring is not the flattest. It's kind of bumpy. And I was outside the bathroom. I don't remember what I was doing, but I turn around and I hear the ladder has fallen. And I look and I see just legs like dangling. And I was like, oh, that's not good. Followed by he fell and he hit his back on the toilet and proceeded to scream for about 3 minutes straight.
Cheated death too many times, Brad. You have cheated death, paralysis. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, no, there are times that I'm like, oh, I've got to walk away because if I watch this, I've got to walk away.
So I guess my final question is, does this 100% answer the golden statement as always? This is why men live less than women.
It's definitely a talking point.
All right. Well, I won't bother you for the rest of the day. I know that you get really mad because I take them away from you.
Oh, it's fine. I go and I craft while he's talking with you.
Well,
it's
fine. I mean, somebody's got to, what's it called, take him away from you for a couple of, you know, having to have his idiot ass for just at least an hour and a half less.
You need a break. You definitely need a break.
Yes, it's like a babysitter. So I appreciate it.
Nice, nice. That's... We're glad we can be of service to you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, don't worry. So of course, that's Brenda, his first wife, and his second wife is the one who's talking into the microphone right now. But, you know, I mean, Brad always said, what's it called? You know, eventually I was going to have to get a second wife, and it was going to be in the form of a Latin man right here. But yes.
That's exactly what he said. He tells me all the time.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
At no point he ever said, hey, I'm going to trade you for a dude, right?
No.
But thanks, Brenda. I wanted to get that answers because you know, this guy, I mean, I'm just thinking, like, dude, I understand you've got the scent of rotten chicken getting into your damn throat and it's bad. I've been there before. Mm-hmm. But like, yo, you could have checked.
Well, like I said, I can imagine exactly what happened without him telling me.
Yeah. All right, Brenda. Well, you're gonna go back to craft. And did Brad tell you that we're trying to get you in our Minecraft server so you can play with us?
No.
No.
Well, he mentioned it, but then he didn't say anything about it.
Wow, Brad.
Yeah. Well, now you know. You can come play with us whenever you want.
Yeah.
Brad is being an ass and not telling you about these things.
He mentioned it, but that.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Oh,
Brenda is also, by the way, before Brenda leaves, she's also the subject to all the movies I have to make Brad watch for the show. So it's quite interesting when she has to watch all these depressing ass art films. And she's like, yeah, I can only imagine. Sometimes I feel like the reviews from Brenda would be a lot more interesting than the reviews from Brad.
Some of them are okay. Some of them I'm like, what in the? I didn't. Wow. Okay. yeah. Can I suggest maybe more horror movies? Because I can't get him to watch those.
He
October is coming soon.
Raul is a big, like, scary. He's really scared about watching scary movies. But I will definitely vote on it. We will watch scary movies.
Oh no! Hold on. There is no reviewer. We'll
watch the Ring version, like the Japanese version of the Ring. I already told Raul. He has it. Yes. See, no. I got red on my side.
What's it called? October is always reserved as horror month now. So you know, October will be horror month.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'll let you go back to the dogs because they're missing you.
Can you hear them?
I already heard them. Yes.
Yes.
I also heard for like a couple of months when he had the old microphone when you were sneezing in the back.
I do not sneeze quiet. I do not have a quiet sneeze at all. Sorry.
Oh, no, you know what? Brenda's here. Hold on. Tell Brad, just give me 5 minutes. We have a new guest. I want to play the game. Brenda, do you want to play this game? It's the guess the soundbite that we always have to do here.
Oh, sure. What?
We know all the soundbites. Come on, do it.
Okay, so, you know, it's only one soundbite. I ask every guest to every guest or person who comes in to guess it because they never can get it right. And, you know, you don't have to get it right, but if you can to get it right, then I'll shut up and I'll never bring it up again. But if you don't, I'll shut up and never bring it up again. So here you go. I'm going to play it for you and, you'll have 5 tries. Okay. Because we have to kind of get ready for our actual guests to come in. But, here you go. 1, 2.
I think that's everybody's reaction the first time.
I still don't know what that is.
It sounds like someone's breathing really hard. Like, it sounds like you... Like, I would expect to hear that in a horror movie, like with a monster. Was it him groaning?
No. It's not your husband. Don't worry about it. Even though I'm pretty sure he groans like that. But I mean, you just got it right. So it's a groan, and I'll leave it at that.
Oh, okay.
Wow, she got it really fast. Woo! But if anybody knows who that is, if we said it before, it's pretty funny when we always play it. But thank you, Brenda, for coming on. And
you're welcome.
I'll let you go back and give this to your husband.
Oh, thank you.
Bye, Brenda.
Nice meeting you.
All right.
Pobrecita Brenda, you kept her on forever, boy.
I'll keep her on, dude. She's Brad's wife. Come on. There's a lot of funny stories there.
I know, but you didn't know if she wanted to go back to her stuff.
She's not doing anything. She was just crafting. She's good.
You don't know crafting?
You don't know what that kind of time
I'm pretty sure she meant Minecraft, okay?
Y'all better be nice to her, and by y'all I mean Raul, because I know Luis and Michelle were nice to her.
What? Yeah. I was just asking questions, dude. I was nice to her than I ever am to you.
Don't make me fly out there.
Brad,
I will fucking fly out there.
we played the guess that soundbite.
I think she almost got it. She thought it was me, but
no, she got it. She said it. She said it was a groan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was a snore.
It's like half and half.
It's half and half, yeah.
Yeah, it's like half and half.
I wish I still had the video.
You had a video?
It looked like said person's getting a reach around. But there it is. Yeah.
It really does. The video really does. It's going to be okay, buddy.
It's going to be okay, buddy. It was getting a reach around you. I was nice to her. Was I not nice? I was just keeping her on longer than I usually. Mm-hmm. But that I heard you go, seriously? That was you with the guess the soundbite, huh?
Yeah. I knew exactly what you were doing. She's like, is it a groan? What is this? What is this you have me? Is this porn?
Brenda sounds so nice.
She is nice. She's way nicer. Brad. She's way nicer than me.
Yeah.
Brenda and Brad.
Brenda.
How cute.
Yeah. So that's the story about Brad's windshield. getting knocked the fuck out. But
because I'm a moron.
I mean, it's all right, Brad. Don't worry about it. You know.
Yes, Alex. Sorry, you missed.
Yeah, you missed Brenda's
debut.
Yeah. Have I missed Brenda? Wait, I missed Brenda. Yeah, you missed Brenda, Alex. It's all good, dude. You know,
I mean, that actually gave me enough time to eat dinner. So,
yeah, yeah. What's it called? But yeah, that was the first time. You know, I've seen Brenda before. You know, <pictures. laughs> Definitely nice if she chooses to deal with.
Damn, Mr. Chilto.
Yeah,
damn, you don't have to be so honest.
By the way, for those of you watching who aren't following us, make sure you leave a follow. We are, I believe, at 6 people away from getting, what's it called, from 50 followers.
Oh, shit. Only 6?
No. Yay. We've got some 2 new ones that I, what's it called, recruited off air. But, yeah, remember, if you're not following us, make sure you follow us here on Twitch. But, yeah, no, that was that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. And, yeah, what's it called? Brenda's a lot nicer than you are, Brad.
I know.
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro. The reviews from Brenda would be a lot more interesting than the ones from
and
us.
And she wants horror movies, yeah. So we've decided we're gonna watch the Japanese version of The Ring.
Wait until October, okay? October is horror month. That's when we only
with
do
quarantine.
Horror.
That will be by next Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, but
time is an illusion.
You wanna get movies for us to? You wanna make us watch horror movies? There's a
let's do the Patreon.
There's a specific tier where you can make that happen. It's called
bring the Patreon link.
Yeah, wrong one. Patreon.com/nerdcore at the $25 tiers. You guys want to boss us around and tell us what movies to watch? That's the link right there on the $25 tier. That's where we'll watch the movies you guys want. But I'm pretty sure that for when October comes rolling around, I'll choose the Japanese version of The Ring.
Yes.
Or is that Ringu? Ringu.
Ringu, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
I was going to say, let's do it on my birthday in October, but my birthday is going to be on a Thursday.
You know, is The Ring Girl really that...
We do the Saturday. Oh, never mind.
Is The Ring Girl really that scary? Let's be honest. She's like a goth girlfriend.
Yeah,
I don't think The Ring is scary.
It's creepy for sure.
It's creepy, yeah. Like the girl is creepy, and you'll have nightmares if you're scared.
Just like The Grudge. Like The Grudge isn't scary. The girl's creepy though.
Oh, The Grudge is pretty creepy. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But
we for sure traded like scary movie.
But I mean, like then again, I'm scared of everything. So you know. But yeah, that was a. That was what's it called? I mean, we've gotten a plea for another horror month. Of course, October is just designated for horror.
Although, if you want her to review something, all I have to do is get her a camera. I think she might have a camera. I don't know, but she's got her own separate computer upstairs. So
yeah, just you know, the only thing that sucks right now is that Logitech isn't really manufacturing anything anymore right now because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I got a message about cinema condition. But yeah,
I have an interesting fact to say, guys.
Let's go. All right, say you're it.
You exhale air at 15 miles per hour.
Oh my god,
exhale like breathe out, right?
One missed call. I've seen one missed call.
Ooh.
Chill Zone's been a very long time. That movie sucked. That movie
yeah, the missed call is like people just keep dying every time someone gets a call, and it ended up. I was gonna give the ending spoiler alert.
That movie sucked. I'm sorry. That movie.
Okay, laugh. We can give the spoiler alert because I'm giving the ending of the movie.
No. You don't like for spoilers to be thrown at you during the live shows and the shows.
But
so
it's a bad movie.
Fight.
Watch the movie.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
But I like the little
to the shows because I don't want to get spoiled about the.
I like the sound though. The sound of the when they call. Sorry, on the phone, I used to have it as my ringtone. Creep people out.
Yeah.
Land of the Lost was a big one for me. That creeped me out. Those
Land of
people.
The Lost?
With Will Ferrell.
What the fuck?
It's not a scary movie. It's a comedy.
That's not scary at all. What the hell?
Dude, I was like 9 or 10. When did it come out? Whenever it came out. Oh,
okay, if we're talking about movies that aren't horror movies that freak you out, Cat in the Hat.
That's a masterpiece.
Shot by Emmanuel Chivo Lubezki.
Man. Dude, Dumbo.
I was nine. Yeah.
It's Dumbo. The movie Dumbo. Like, it looks like everybody's high. Like, on that part where he gets drunk and there's, like, a bunch of circles. Yeah. That freaked me out.
The original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That one's... Some of those scenes. That one's... Whoo!
Like, he's drunk. Actually... How he gets his flavors in is little kids dying.
Wait, did you just say how he gets his flavors in his little kids?
Yeah.
Come on.
You've seen the theories. He's a murderer and a psychopath.
I watched it a couple years ago for the second time. It's pretty abysmal. Yeah, no.
Wait, which one? Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
No, One Missed Call.
One Missed Call.
Hey, Mr. Chillzone, is it as bad as Venom?
You're always gonna bring that up somehow.
Always, as long as you're here, and even if you're not here.
Yeah. I try not to think about Venom, but then when I'm sleeping at night, looking at the ceiling, trying
That's
to
how I creep
to bed,
my way into your mind, so you're gonna think of me every time.
I'm reminded. I spent money on that shit.
Nothing comes close.
I'm close.
Bro, would you rather watch the Pagemaster or Venom?
Pagemaster.
That dumpster fire.
It's way shorter.
Need to watch the Pagemaster again.
You don't need to watch it. You don't need to watch it again.
It does not age well. I'm sorry to say. It's not as epic as it used to be. And the animation is definitely bad.
So should I just leave it in my mind as one of the like cool movies?
Michelle is somebody whose nostalgia rules over her criticisms of movies.
I really think the main issue being is the movie is really geared towards kids. And I think kids will enjoy it because it's short. So short attention spans. Yay. And the horror character comes across as more of a lovable character instead of as us old cynical people are thinking of a special a mentally handicapped character.
Yeah. I mean, Michelle is, what's it called? Once again, nostalgia rules over her criticisms of movies. So,
rewatching movies from when you were a kid.
I don't. It's not that I don't like rewatching movies from my
childhood. Doesn't mean everybody else is.
I don't think nostalgia is a good enough reason for why you see a movie's good. I mean, I think, you know, I loved this as a kid. I still love it now.
So Lilo and Stitch is a bad movie.
No,
that's
it's an amazing movie.
It's the best movie. It's one of my favorite.
Why?
Because
you loved it when you were a kid.
Like, I really like it.
Because you liked it as a kid, or you like it for what? For what?
Because I liked it as a kid and I liked it as a now. It taught me to love people no matter how they look.
Okay, that's better. That's a better response. Nostalgia should never be a reason why you think.
Plus, I like Lilo because she got bullied and I got bullied, so I could compare myself to her. And then she was like, "You know what? F everyone else. I'm gonna make my own friends."
Right, the score, the performances, you know.
Yeah, the dancing, the culture, the music. Yeah, I like it because of all of that.
Yeah, and but
what about Monster Inc.? Do you not like Monster Inc.?
I haven't rewatched those movies in years,
but I did like it.
What I tried to say on the podcast for Saturdays, I said, what's it called? Try to rewatch film from your childhood and not see them through the lens of your childhood. Actually try to watch a movie and criticize it based on what you're watching.
I don't want to criticize it. The reason I'm watching a movie from my childhood so that I can feel like a child again.
What I'm trying to say? Can I finish what I'm trying to say?
Sure.
It's okay. I think we need to kind of comfortable with this idea that we can't hate that we can't like the things that we loved as kids. Like we should be able to watch and feel differently, if you want, about the movies you watched as a kid. Just like Brad felt differently about Pagemaster. Not a bad thing.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that I still like them.
Okay. I'm not trying to say it's a bad thing. I'm just saying what I said on the podcast was I kind of challenge people to go watch these types of movies you loved as kids and see if you still view, if you still like it or not.
What? And can I bring something up? Can I bring something up?
Yes.
I brought up on that same podcast, I went back and I watched Robin Hood. Robin Hood, the animated, is from 1974, so it's before even I was born. Mm-hmm. That movie still holds up very well.
Exactly.
Like, the animation is very good. The music is very good. Mm-hmm. And it's a reason Disney has such a longevity in animation.
Exactly.
But that's not going to be every movie. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then again, you know, there might be like some movies in there that I'll enjoy and Raul absolutely hate, or Raul enjoy, I absolutely hate. That's just kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Thor Ragnarok. He's completely fucking wrong on the issue, but you know, nobody's going to make him believe that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What I just want people to do, and what I've been trying to tell people to do, is just go watch these movies, but not through the lens of childhood. Don't be like, oh, if I liked this as a kid, I still must like it now.
Well, when I watch the movies, like, I obviously see it from another lens. I can't just completely ignore everything I've learned up to this point. You.
What's it called? I'm just trying to tell people in general.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, who was the Walmart Gordon Ramsay for movies?
Sure, dude. But, I'm not. I honestly don't care whether you like a movie or you don't. I just want people to, what's it called, you know, to watch different things, or what's it called, also kind of, what's it called, to put a little bit more thought into why you like a movie, not just the reason being that, oh, I liked it as a kid, so I still like it. Like, that's just such surface level, you know? Why do you like it? What do you like about it?
Well, it's because I feel like when I was a kid, I paid attention to the music, and I paid attention. If it wasn't pretty, like if the animation wasn't good, I was obviously not going to watch it. Like, even if my mom put it like all the time.
And I bring up, so the Pagemaster, the animation, I think the animation was all right in 1994. And that's just all right. Mm-hmm. You bring that to 2020, where we've had so much technology and CGI and everything just come up in game, it doesn't live up. It doesn't.
The Lion,
I forget which is an old school movie that I hate.
The Lion King is a good eat my black.
I like The Lion King.
It's the circle of life.
I haven't rewatched The Lion King. I watched the 2019 remake, and that was a pile of shit. So, that was a pile of shit. But we are ready for commercial break, and when we come back, we will be talking with the cast and crew of The Curse of Professor Sardonicus. So in the meantime, I hope you guys...
Are we allowed to stay, or are we leaving?
No, yes, y'all are allowed to stay.
You're going
to
kick us out?
No. Yes, no, we need y'all to think up questions.
We'll be back.
Your escape goes.
Hey, I'm Rolando Mendoza, and this is...
Jabril Newton.
And we are the hosts of High Flyer Radio. And finally, pro wrestling has come back to the Nerdcore podcast feed in the form of a show hosted by Jabril and I. And we talk about everything and anything in the pro wrestling world on Mondays at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Nothing's off limits. Whatever you guys want to talk about, it is from AEW to SmackDown to Raw to NXT. Nothing's off the table. We can talk about it.
We're going to talk all about it. And if you can get it a day early, you should go to the www.patreon.com/thenerdcore and pledge to the tiers on there so you can get this show and a lot of shows days early before anybody else gets to hear it. But enough talking about it. We'll go ahead and see you there at the Squared Circle. Oh, yeah. Don't tap out. Tune in.
Hello, 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 guys and gals, and you're listening to The Ladies of Nerdcore. I am your host, Daniela Nunez, and along with my amazing co-host, Ashley Garcia, we discuss many things like social impact, pop culture, political realms, and any controversy surrounding the Nerdverse. Tune in and listen to us bi-weekly on the Nerdcore podcast feed, and we would love to chat and hear your thoughts on our wonderful show. And thank you again for listening to The Ladies of Nerdcore.
Hey, everyone. My name is Raul Dinner Chicano, and I am the host of The Impaired Files. The Impaired Files is an interview show brought to you every Thursday on the Nerdcore podcast feed. And I interview people such as filmmakers, content creators on YouTube, and podcasters like Colton Geschwander. And if you want to listen to that early, a whole week early, all you got to do is go to the Patreon and pledge to the $1 tier. And if you want to listen to it with the general public, then go to Nerdcore podcast feed on anchor.fm/thenerdcore. and the case is closed, but it's not classified. See you guys there.
Hey, it's Ashley from the GamerCore. You may remember me from such episodes as Big Screen Mess, Momentimo Platforms, and Brad Can Read. Tune in weekly as I blab with my co-hosts Raul the Nerdy Chicano and Brad the Random Germ about the latest news in gaming and gush over what we're playing at the moment. Oh yeah, and we got the deals too. Keep up with the latest deals in gaming and what's happening as I mediate Brad and Raul fighting like a married couple. Will Death Stranding ever come out? Will Cyberpunk 2077 live up to the hype? Is a next-gen worth a $500 console price tag? And has there ever been a movie adaptation of a video game that's been done right? It's all on the GamerCore podcast, everywhere where podcasts are.
Hey guys, this is Brad, aka Young Yoda. Raul said I had to make an ad, so that's what I'm doing. It's supposed to be for Unstructured, but as you guys know, you can freaking catch me everywhere when it comes to this podcast feed. You can find me on the Nerdcores, on GamerCores, on
Nerdy Chicano.
Nerdy
Chicano
sometimes
when I get lost. I mean,
but for this particular one, I want you guys to go check out Unstructured. The Raul gave me free reign to do whatever I want to do. I don't know what he was thinking. So go hear me talk about LeBron James and Taco Tuesday, vaping, so many other freaking weird topics that chimichangas, that's a good one. Shout out to Deadpool. And yeah, I guess this is the end of the ad. So if you guys want to find me, you can find me all over the place on this podcast feed. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. I love you all. And nerd up.
Hey everyone, I'm Raul.
And I'm Brad.
And we're the hosts of the Nerdcore podcast, the podcast that talks that nerd. Not on this ad, right?
And on this one.
We come to you every Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday. On the Mondays, we talk the news. That's the box office, the news of the week, and your trailer talk, if there is any. And on Tuesday, we have our theme review. And on Saturday, you have a Saturday morning review, usually movies that have come out in the week or anything we want to talk about. Right, Brett?
Exactly. Whatever we want to talk about, this is our show. If you don't like it, then you don't have to listen.
We're the flagship show, the Nerdcore podcast feed, and we can be found everywhere you can listen to podcasts like Stitcher, Apple Podcasts. So if you want to talk that nerd stuff with us every Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday, make sure you tune in. And Brad?
Young Yoda out.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Live Show. We're here with we're here with two out of the three people we're expecting today. We've got the director of photography and the lead actor for the film The Curse of Professor Sardonicus.
Hi.
And
hi.
You guys want to introduce yourselves to the people?
Sure. Yeah, Alec, you go first.
All right. Hey, guys. My name is Alec White. I play the lead, Darren Mitchell, in The Curse of Professor Sardonicus.
And my name is Lucio Vasquez. I am the director of photography and editor of The Curse of Professor Sardonicus.
Great to have you. Thank you for having us.
Lucio, I'll tell you that right now, man. It's been a while since I've seen you, bro.
Yeah, we had one class together, and we were in that class for about like 3 days before all this happened. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a very short amount of time.
And we also have us joining us here right now, the director, writer, director, producer of The Curse of Professor Sardonicus, the Gabriel Thais. Hello, sir.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Good. Doing well. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. And, hey, Griffin X Demon, thank you for joining us. And
hi, guys, Griffin.
Thank you for joining us, Griffin. We do this kind of live stream show here, so we'll have to bring up chat every now and then and have them chat with us here. But we're going to be sitting here and talking with them about their film, The Curse of Professor Sardonicus. When you guys decided to make this title, did you guys wanted to beat out the assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford, or what? That's
we would be pretty late on that. Late on that, if that was the intention. I think we wanted to outdo the assassination of the
captain. Jesse James.
I can't even remember the name. My God.
Sounds exciting. Yeah. Yes, it is quite exciting, Griffin. Mr. Chillzone, our wonderful mod. What do you have to say, buddy? Welcome to the show, guys. Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you guys for coming on. Of course, I know Lucio because I had him for documentary filmmaking. I don't know Alec and I don't know Gabriel. Well, Alec, I've gotten to know him right now in the DMs, having to set this all up.
Exactly.
And sorry for asking for so much stuff, man, but you know, we have to make all this.
Oh, no, you're good, man. I'm glad I could help. Glad I could help.
Yeah. So, boys, first of all, how's everybody doing?
Oh, they're pretty good considering the state of the world.
He doesn't sound like he's all right.
Have you left the house?
Yeah. I went to Barnes & Noble today because they have their Criterion sale going on right now.
So I had to throw my wallet across the room to make sure I couldn't find it, so I didn't have to spend anything.
Dude, I told you already. I got a Barnes & Noble credit card. Let's do this.
I really wanted to buy Elam Kilmov's Come and See, but it's all good. Yeah. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to buy it. Not right now. Or a Portrait of a Lady on Fire, but
I still need to see that.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I've heard good things.
You want the file? I can give you the file. I have
Hulu, so it's just a matter of time.
Yeah. I get to watching a great movie, but Michelle over here was like, "You need me to buy anything for you?" I'm like, first of all, I'm not gonna make you buy anything. That's too much over here. But Michelle, what I'm trying to say is, if you end up ordering Come and See and it comes to my house, I'll be happy.
Won't be disappointed.
I won't be disappointed.
Won't be a disappointment.
So, whichever one of you guys want to talk about it, but can you tell us a little bit about The Curse of Professor Sardonicus?
Yeah, I'll start. So, it's a found footage movie about a film student who has to make a documentary about a fellow student for his final project. And so he chooses somebody who believes in the existence of this urban legend type, and that's Professor Sardonicus. He says that he has encountered this thing and he wants to prove that it's real. So the film student, who's played by me, and this other student is played by Alec, they kind of go on this kind of journey trying to prove the existence of this thing. And it kind of spirals out of control from there as Alec's character becomes more desperate to prove it, because obviously it's a ridiculous legend. And my character's just going along with it because he thinks it's funny and amusing, but it kind of it becomes something a lot more as the story progresses.
Yeah, it sounds really interesting. I noticed, of course, us being students at our fellow university, I noticed a lot of that shooting was at the university. How much of the movie is actually shot at UH?
Oh gosh, maybe 85%, maybe 80, something like that.
Yeah, 80%.
Yeah, we shot a couple other places
or at locations around campus, a couple off campus locations, but.
And as for the stuff that was shot at UH, was it ever kind of difficult to maneuver shooting there?
There is one scene that was difficult because we had to, this was not a big production. Like, we didn't have security, so we just had to go out there and just do everything on our own, and we had to stage this. I don't know if you remember these kind of Bible thumper fundamentalist types that would come and protest.
Oh yeah, I love them so much. I've ran into them multiple times, and every single time they try to hand me something, I say the simple thing, and let me go ahead and pull myself up here. They try to give me something, and I kindly say, "No hablo inglés."
That's simple. Always a good one. So the good old "no hablo inglés."
No hablo inglés.
I can't use that one.
No, sorry.
Sorry, Ben.
You can learn it.
You can learn it, bro. Very simple words. No?
Yeah, no. That'll stump him for sure. I mean, I can use it, but I just don't think it'd go over as well.
It wouldn't be very convincing, I think.
No. One of these days, there's going to be a Spanish speaker in there, and you're going to be like, "Oh, no te preocupes."
Yo no sé. Bye. Ciao, Bella.
Yeah. My friend has a really funny story about that. So she goes to the school in Mexico City, and there was some type of group like that, too. So instead, she used French, and she basically said that, I don't speak Spanish and French. Let's just say the girl ended up spitting at her in French too, and she was like, "Oh, I can speak French too. We can talk like that." And that was
damn, damn. What a coincidence.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, that was the only scene on UH that gave you some trouble when trying to film.
Yeah, just because other students thought this guy was for real. We had to have an actor playing a Bible thumping protester. And right as we were done with the take, they started to walk up to him and they had the look in their eyes, you know, they had the eye of the tiger going on, like they were going to fight somebody.
Oh man.
Well, I had to call a cut and say, guys, this is for a movie, you know? Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, dude, you're a really good actor.
Well, if it made other students hate him, I guess he was doing his job.
Yeah, that was his Oscar moment right there.
Yeah. Basically. So cool. Did you guys have to ask for permission to shoot on campus, or how did you guys do it? Well, you're just like, yes,
space for permission free. Loosely.
Yeah, you know the saying, it's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
No, these dudes.
I know that
guerrilla tactics right here.
They're always. What did our professor tell us, Lucio? Don't do guerrilla filmmaking.
But that's exactly what we did.
I'm sorry.
We took what he said in consideration. We just didn't consider it after that.
Yeah. You know, I think it added to it though, because it is more like, this is in the world of the film as well. It is more of like a guerrilla, like they're not actually asking for permission. So I think it adds to it. That's how I make myself go to sleep at night. You know, that's my,
it helps you sleep at night. That's good.
Now, Alec, this is definitely not the first time you worked with Gabriel before. So how was this role different from the other stuff that you worked on with him?
So I've worked with Gabe twice before now. Our very first time working together was a short film through U of H called The Shortest Tree in the Park, in which I played a man whose dream job was to be a tree. And I know how exciting that's
like every other man.
And Gabe played my husband.
No, boyfriend.
So,
Alec wouldn't settle down.
Don't put that commitment on me, man.
Where is that ring?
Show him the ring I gave you, Gabe. Show him.
I lost it.
We're
gonna have a talk after we get off the podcast. Anyway, so that was my first time working with Gabe, but I'd worked with Lucio plenty of times beforehand. Lucio and I have known each other since high school. Yeah. We started doing short films together after we graduated high school. But then the first time we all kind of came together to start working was on a project called The Dilemma of Winston Kirk, which Gabe also wrote, directed, and co-starred in. And I played Winston Kirk. So that was kind of the first project all three of us worked on together. And after that, Gabe was like, well, I have this project I've been wanting to do called The Curse of Professor Zardonicus, and I feel like we'd be a good team to do it. Like, we could do this. And so we're like, hey, what the hell? Let's try. We might as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we'd all worked together before. We're a great team. We're very cohesive. And so, I mean, if there was ever a team that was going to make a successful feature film, this would be it.
Yeah, no. I respect that, man. I'm very much a fan of the, walk in, cameras loaded and everything. Shoot what you need to shoot in there. Because sometimes that's what you need, man. Sometimes you just need to get in there and be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to do my thing here. And there's a lot of people, I don't care, walking around. I mean, what's it called? I shot a short film.
And it definitely helped build the world of the film, having those people there.
I shot a short film, I believe, 2 years ago now. I want to say it's 2 years ago, a year ago. I literally was just downtown and here in my hometown shooting. Go into random bars. They said, hey, would you mind if I shoot here? Like, yeah, cool. What is it for? It's a short film I'm doing. Like, they said, if they said no, I would have left the coffee shop. If they said yes, fuck it. I'm going to shoot there. You know,
exactly.
It's about compromises sometimes, but you know, it's also about, you know, saying, fuck it. Let me walk in with my camera and just ask.
True.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things is, like, especially in our situation, filming on campus, like, there were quite a few times where, like, we ran into obstacles or problems that we didn't foresee. Like for example, the people on campus. But in the end, we made it work, and we made it part of the film to where it made sense. I mean, I would say, like, we were a very, like, forward-moving train, and we didn't really let anything stop us. And even our
are obstacles we overcame and made it into something better because of it.
Yeah. Any of you guys on top here want to direct another question? Because I've got one loaded that I want to give them. But, you know, if you guys want
to. I'm raising my hand here, but you can't see it because of the logo.
You know what? Just for this segment right here, we should probably take this off. So that way we can actually.
Thank you.
That would be better.
Yeah, you're
my
face.
Oh, you're up there in the corner. I didn't know there was someone else here.
What?
Just the logo.
Yeah. I thought it was just the logo talk.
Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah.
And chat,
you can pull me out if you want. Fine.
I mean, I'm a floating head over here, so I can't help you.
Yeah, we're in the darkness.
I'm like Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now right now.
The horror, the horror. But, chat, you guys can come in with some questions too. We got five of you guys, five of y'all watching right now, so you definitely can throw
what
in.
What was the question that you had?
Did we go into the show? Yeah.
I had a question. So I didn't know, I don't know what the movie, Raul just really told me, hey, we're going to interview some guys on Friday. So, okay. So I wanted to know, is this like your personal project that you decided to film, or was it a project that you had to turn in, or how did you guys come up with the idea? Oh, right now you were saying, oh yeah, let's shoot it together and then that's it. Mm. But was it just your personal thing that you wanted to do, or did you intend to use it for something else? Like I know there's a bunch of like film festivals and stuff like that. So what was kind of like the motive for making the film?
Yeah. Gabe had written it and showed it to us, and it honestly kind of matched up perfectly, because then Gabe had mentioned to, I believe, the director of the communication college, right? About getting credit for it.
Valenti School of Communication. Yeah.
And so we all ended up getting credit for making the film that we were going to make anyway. So it was kind of a win-win.
Yeah.
And now
it was a passion project for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Mm.
And so now that we're getting closer to being done as well, we are like sending it to festivals. We've already sent it to four at this point, I believe.
Ooh.
Three or four. And we're going to continue to do that until we run out of money. And then, yeah,
pretty much. Like that.
Oh, the good old limitations of art, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Luis or Brad, do you have questions?
I'm still thinking of mine.
Did you guys have to sell plasma yet in order to pay for the film?
Oh, my
God. I've been thinking of selling plasma. I get someone that did it
so he could drink, or like so he could buy a couple.
When crowdfunding runs out, when our relatives stop giving us money, we're going to have to turn to plasma or something like that.
The old Robert Rodriguez trick.
Y'all know where that reference comes from, right? So in 1995, when Robert Rodriguez was making El Mariachi, he actually secured funding by donating plasma, and he got up to $1,000, right, Brett? And that's when he was like,
I'm done. He got $6,000 from somewhere else.
Yeah, he was just in the chair directing, like almost dead.
Yeah, he's just eating oranges and cookies over there. Like, fuck, I don't know about this.
he committed himself to a hospital for like some kind of experiment or something, right? That's how he got some of the money.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Wow. That's commendable. I admire that. Also,
you know, he didn't obviously have money for an expensive gimbal. So he just used this is my favorite story. He used a wheelchair for some of those low angles.
I mean, it worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
No, that's a great movie.
Creativity there.
Yeah, that's a great example of independent filmmaking, creative filmmaking. Kevin Smith, he took $30,000 and just filmed some guys in a convenience store. And Robert Rodriguez took a fraction of that money. And he made this like action movie out of it. So that's really amazing.
Yeah, we were really lucky though to be able to crowdfund a lot of the budget. Like Gabe has had experience with Kickstarter in the past. Alec and I never really worked with that kind of experience before. So I remember we were starting it. We were talking about it. We said that we were going to ask for $3,500. And I was freaking out because I was like, why would anyone what is happening? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thankfully we made it though. And I was like dumbfounded that we actually had, I mean, I get, maybe I sound very pessimistic, but I was like, wow, people support us.
Like you said, we hadn't really
Don't that's ever sell yourself amazing. Short.
That's what I've learned. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we hadn't really ever worked with a budget before. Anything Lucio and I had really done before then had come out of pocket of us. Mm-hmm. And was usually the cost of a meal and some friends. Mm-hmm. But I mean, and it was definitely really nice. And like, we wouldn't be where we are without our supporters and our donators. Like, thanks to them, we were able to make the movie as well as we were.
Zero directors do feed their cast.
Yeah, you wouldn't even offer water.
You said nothing. Hey, man, you didn't get a meal that day. I'm sorry. Okay, I was gonna say you would imagine the face I made when somebody pledged $1 to our Patreon on here. Okay, and now we're at 93, and we're like, why the fuck do you guys want to pay us for this wow. garbage content, guys?
See, here's the thing with me. I like to undersell myself because if that ever does happen, you feel amazing about yourself and it motivates you even more.
Yeah.
So you demotivate yourself in order to motivate yourself.
I think I do that subconsciously. I'm just like, I'm my own worst enemy. I hate myself the most more than anyone ever will.
So. Exactly. That's my
life. The funny part is, though, like, I'm a Patreon supporter and I'm basically paying myself to be here. So I can watch this.
That's how you get through the door.
At least somebody's getting paid. But, you know, like,
I mean, I just show up.
You guys just pay for movie commentary and fart jokes, guys. Come on. Like,
that's true.
We're not the people.
Red, what was that?
I don't know if that was me or not.
Yeah.
So, did you see what Mr. Chillzone put?
Yeah, he's obviously mad that you took his.
Sorry, Mr. Chillzone.
All right, I do have a question, though. So you guys are talking about finances. What exactly do you guys spend on since you guys are independent and, like, don't rent out a studio or whatever, you go out in the field and do all that. What do you spend most of the stuff on?
Most of it was on actors, on individual actors. Mm-hmm. Then we hired a sound mixer, a sound designer for our post-production work. And yeah, it was, and other than that, it was just a lot of miscellaneous stuff that would build up, you know, like in the movie, we have these two GoPros for some of the driving scenes, and we had to get those. Then we had if something got busted, we would have to pay for that. So it was really just a lot of little stuff that would build up over time.
Yeah, like sound equipment. Yeah. Luckily, one of our producers, he had a camera already, so we ended up just borrowing his. Mm-hmm. Some of the locations we were lucky enough to just get out of the goodness of people's hearts, so that was great. again, it was a thing where, like, people were very supportive and it was eye-opening, honestly. They were just like, yeah, you know, come shoot, please. Yeah. It's great.
You'd be surprised how many people just want their, you know, property shown on.
I get that.
They're like, oh, wait, my house gets to be shown on TV or on a movie? Yes, of course.
I wouldn't want that. People are going to go to my house then.
That's the
thing about filming out here in Houston as opposed to a showbiz city. Because in LA, they don't care about that. Yeah, they don't care about that. Like, yeah, show my house. Just pay me like $1,500 first.
That's how every porno works.
Yep.
Oh, God. Where?
What?
But here in H-Town, we do it for the passion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go to H-Town, man. I miss it over there right now.
Dude, I haven't filmed anything in a while. Due to motivation, that's my problem, is motivation.
Dude, I guess not going outside for a while.
That's true, but I mean, protective equipment and all that. It is available. But what do you guys have periods where you go unmotivated to film and stuff or throughout the film? Yeah. And what do you do to take care of that?
I mean, outside the film, but with the film itself, there were some times that we had we never had like a horrible day, right? But like we had like harder days than others, and somewhere we would have like maybe audio issues or something like that, and we would the morale would kind of dip a bit.
So one day we had a shoot out in the woods. Our characters have to go out into the woods. That was tough. There's a reason why not a lot of movies are set in the woods, especially in Houston, because the mosquitoes were active that day.
Mm, okay. Oh, I know.
Oh yeah,
and just you know, my character's holding the camera the entire time, but it's shaking because I'm just trying to swap the mosquitoes off my arm.
No,
yeah. I mean, there were really tough things about shooting. Certainly, I don't think we ever lost the morale of, like of the project though. I think we were always excited.
I love Alec and Gabe. You know, it definitely helps that I'm working with like my best friends. And if I hated them, oh God, I don't even know what I'd do. But I love these guys. So definitely, at least on our lowest days, we would still be at least cool because we, I mean, this is going to sound really cheesy, but we had each other. Yeah.
It wasn't about the movie. It was about the friends we made along.
Yeah.
You heard that all word.
Hit me right here, guys. Right here.
Right in the heart. You'll love the movie.
That's the point of the medium we work in. It's all about the team, man. It's not about, you know, so if we're having a bad day, it carries throughout everybody on that team. Everybody who's on that set. So, you know, you guys, what's it called, Luis, if you're feeling unmotivated, you know, the people around you will start feeling that as well.
Well, for me, it's more pre-production than actual filming. And filming, you know me, I've done the project for Avalente as well. And with that, it's just more of a trance for me. But the pre-production ones, like actually writing the script and then doing all the scenarios and stuff, sometimes I just don't want to continue. I guess that's just my own problem.
No, I feel about it the same exact way. There's just for some reason, before jumping into a project, there's always that like hesitation and even anxiety. Like, I mean, I get so anxious before every shoot. Still to this day, if I'm going to a shoot, I'm driving there. My stomach is a knot. Mm. It's horrible. And it's honestly, there's no easy way to break through it except just keep going.
Going through it. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause at the end of the day, it's worth it. Even though you feel so like, you know, antsy right now, it's going to feel great afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, it's overwhelming because it's your, like, it's your art, it's your passion, and you're putting it out there being vulnerable in any situation. There's always that slight chance that it's going to fail. And you're thinking, what if I'm not good enough? What if I can't make this work? Like
that. But I feel like at the end, there's always that one person that's not going to like it. So I guess as long as we keep in mind that there's always that going to be that one person that's just going to be crappy and asshole telling me that they don't like my work. Well, you know what? Bye. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we did a test screening for this movie and there was at least one person who didn't like it. We'll just say that.
That means you're doing a good job too.
Yeah. Was that Raul? I didn't imagine it was Raul.
I did not like this movie. That is not correct. There was no character development.
It was very scathing.
Yeah, my character's name is Darren, and he's the one that believes in Professor Zardonicus. He's the one that Gabe's character is doing the documentary about. Mm. And so I would say I'm on screen for a good portion of the movie. Just kind of talking about my beliefs, talking about why I think this guy is real, what I think could happen. This guy's least favorite part of the movie was anytime I spoke.
Damn, dude. I think that's a grudge against you.
Okay, I have a question. So you guys did this test screening and actually two questions. So who did you show the movie to and who was your intended audience? Like, who did you actually want this movie to be intended for? Like, you want like kids or young adults or an older crowd? Like, who exactly did you guys want this movie to watch or be interested?
Boomers. Well, we showed this test screening
just old people.
Just old people. Okay, sorry.
People 75.
Go again. Sorry.
Through the Houston Film Commission, they did a virtual thing, like an online screener, and people filled out a little form. I'd say intended audience wise, we weren't really thinking of audience too much while we were making it, but I'd say, you know, the indie crowd, people interested in more kind of alternative, especially kind of like more lo-fi stuff. Like, it's a very niche movie. It's going to appeal to a very niche audience.
Found footage films in general are very niche.
And
like a lot of people, or I wouldn't say maybe a lot of them, but like there are some people who just don't like that kind of film at all.
Personally, I don't like found footage.
Yeah. So, like, if they didn't like it, that's fine. You know, it's a very, like you said, like a very niche, lo-fi movie. So it's got its own little corner in there.
Well, I've got something here wanted to bring up. Also, so obviously this is the first time you've ever done a feature, mm-hmm. but all three of y'all. You know, it's very different from a short. It's very different from a pilot for a show. You know, so was it? You know, obviously your shot list's going to be longer. Your storyboards are going to be longer. Mm-hmm. What did you try to do to further prepare yourself for, you know, doing a feature now?
Well, the funny thing about this being a found footage film is our shot list wasn't longer. Our storyboards weren't longer. It was very simple as far as the shooting went, because we did most scenes in just one take, kind of one angle, because we were just, you know.
Well, we did multiple takes,
but like when you see in the movie, it's filmed to appear as one take, because in reality, you just have one cameraman following this other guy around. So we really wanted to capture like the spontaneous element of that. So we didn't do shot lists and storyboards. We would get to the set and we would just kind of talk it through and kind of, you know, rehearse it. And then like, while still keeping that kind of raw quality about it, we would go ahead and shoot and do a couple of takes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, that's part of the advantage of doing a found footage film. We could like, we didn't actually have to be overwhelmed by the preparation of doing a storyboard or a shot list. It was more like, I don't like to say point and shoot, but it was similar to that kind of operation.
Now, obviously, what's it called? You've got this coming into going to film festivals right now. And I want to know, was post-production being done during the pandemic? Or
yeah.
How were you maneuvering that? Where you're like, yo, Lucio, you can't come over to my house and what's it called?
Sitting here. Yeah. I mean, I had a lot of this next to me. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty, I mean, especially considering the state of the world at the moment. I mean, I was already kind of in the dumps, but then having to sit here and not be in close contact with my friends, because usually we would come over like to my house, sit around my computer, and we'd go through the footage and start kind of piecing stuff together. But after all this stuff happened, I'd be alone all day, just kind of doing my own thing. And we'd Skype and edit through Skype, but also Skype was lagging the computer, so it wasn't very efficient. So we did the best we could to do it virtually, but to be honest, it did. The timing of it was pretty convenient in terms of like, because if we were still filming when this all started, I don't even know what we would have done. So we got really lucky that we had started post after, or pretty much around the same time, I'd say. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say we got lucky because we had literally gotten our reshoots done maybe the week before, like the whole Corona outbreak started.
The week of, yeah.
Honestly, the week of. Because I remember we had gone over to Lucio's house and we were kind of going over like what we still needed. Like there was one shot specifically we needed of some graffiti. And then like almost the next day is when they were like, all right, everybody has to stay at home. Mm. And we were like, well, shit. Yeah. That one shot of the graffiti, but I mean,
just have some guy just spray painting his wall. Is that basically how that worked out? Yeah.
All right.
But I mean, thankfully, like with technology, like he was saying, through Skype, even though it was lagging, like I couldn't imagine what we would do or what we would have done if we didn't have Skype or like Zoom or Google Hangout or whatever.
We
would have just had to trust Lucio through the whole process, which I would have, but it just would have been a lot of like, edit this whole hour and a half long movie, export it, email it to Gabe and I with like a Dropbox link, us watch it, send notes. And then it would have been a lot longer process.
Repeat the cycle.
I would have lost my mind.
Did that give you a lot more room to play? You're like, oh, so they're not checking up on me every other like day.
Let me just boot up this PS4 real quick, play some Warzone. I don't know.
Like, what if I do like three different cuts that they actually didn't want me to do in here?
Well, so it actually, here's the thing. It was kind of like a double-edged sword. Like, sure, I wasn't able to like be as in contact with like Gabe and Alec, but also being so isolated, I did get to like, I guess, play a little more. Like there were, I think the movie is better now than it would it for then. Well, let me start that over. The movie is better now than it would have been if we were like, it's different at least, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it took a different form. Like, I made different editing choices than I would have maybe made if, like, we were all here together. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of how the movie came out, you know? And I think we all are. And no, I think it came out all right.
Yeah. All right. Let's get one last question. I'm sorry, Gabriel. Were you trying to say something to you?
No, I was just thanking Lucio for his glowing review of the movie.
Let's go get one more question here because we got like about 10 minutes left with y'all before we have to say goodbye here. But I also got a special segment here because, boys, I invited you to the one show where it's a mistake that you were brought in here. I mean,
you're gonna do the same thing you did to Brenda. Wait. Ask them if they.
Michelle, please. This is the show where two idiots get a microphone and just shoot the shit and talk with each other. Have fun. So I've got a little segment right now planned out for you. So the two idiots I'm talking about, the two on the left over here, me and Brad. But let's get one more question in here before we go ahead and do a last final segment, and then we get to say goodbye to the wonderful people here. Anybody can go
ahead. Who has a question? Mr. Chillzone, do you have a question?
Yeah, Chillzone.
No, you stole his question.
And since I stole your question, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah.
So the
first one I liked. The like 1500 afterward kind of ruined it for me personally.
Yeah, the important thing to note is that even though it's a found footage movie, it's not a found footage movie. Like, that's, everybody has their idea of what a found footage movie looks like nowadays. Like, it has its own tropes and stereotypes. This movie does not fall into that category. It's really just a found footage movie, just in the strict sense that it's, you know, from the point of view of one guy with a camera.
What's that,
we don't want people to think that we're making Paranormal Activity 28 or I don't know, however many of those movies that have been made. My God.
A found footage film is essentially the premise that the footage was filmed and then found by like a third party or something like that, edited together. Kind of like Blair Witch. That was probably the most popular example.
So like Cloverfield.
Okay, so I can't
watch Cloverfield because that is moving way too much.
We don't move that much.
Okay. If it's really shaky, I will get nauseous.
This film, we tried to differentiate between like Gabe said, like the cliche found footage. So it has a score. Most found footage tries to like keep itself grounded in reality. So like
raw.
Yeah, so we have a film score. The way it's edited as well, some of it's like, I would say there are certain sections that are like non-linear. I don't want to like give too much away, of course, but I would say it's definitely unique.
Yeah,
it's more cinematic.
The important thing to keep in mind is that it's a dark comedy, not a horror movie. Like most found footage movies are definitely aiming for horror, even if there's, you know, maybe some other genre elements. I haven't seen a whole lot of them, but this one is the only one I can think of that's like that kind of dark comedy kind of vibe. So it's really a different genre than most other found footage movies, but there will be that association just because of that name, found footage. Like, that has such a strong connotation now.
Well, sadly, you know, when you work within the confines of the genre, sometimes you kind of get boxed into something. They're like, oh, you know, it's like this. And it's like, no, really not. But, you know, sadly, what's it called? You have to kind of get put into that box sometimes. Mm-hmm. But, all right, man. We're going to get you guys in for one last segment here before we go ahead and leave. I play this with everybody who gets into this show. By the way, answer me just one question. And I need you guys to be truthful with me. Have you guys been watching the show since like right now, since we started today? Have you guys been tuning in?
I literally just got off work at 9:10, so okay. I hopped on this call right before we started.
I haven't tuned in today, no.
Okay, Gabriel?
I saw a couple of minutes around 8. What was that?
All right. Did you see Brenda?
No.
Okay, good. I'm like, right. You better not be cheating.
Yeah, I don't want you to be cheating. All right, let's go ahead and play this game. I call this game Guess the Soundbite. We have a lot of sound bites on this show. You know, we've got the good old Stephen Austin from ESPN.
Man, there you go with that bullshit.
Yep, of course you got him. You got The Rock.
So bad.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Shut up, bitch.
Of course, when he was telling that to Triple H on Raw. And you've got a lot of other ones, but I've got one specific one I asked the people to guess. And you guys get as many tries as you want, but if the clock gets to like an hour and 35 here, I'm going to have to stop so we can leave and get out of here. Right. But I'm going to ask you, whoever one of you three want to guess it, tell me what this is. And if you get there, cool. I never bring this up again. If you don't, cool. I never bring this up again.
Except when we get a new guest every time.
All right.
All right. I'm going to be playing. And I'm sorry, you guys. You guys wanted to I brought you on this show. This is what happens.
This is just us basically seeing if new guests have watched old shows.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times we've heard this soundbite.
A lot. Right. Like, a lot.
I'm going to be playing in the soundbite right now.
That's it. Was your dog growling? What was that?
Play it again.
Same reaction.
Was that Professor Rudonicus? I don't know.
Now you gotta play it three times in a row.
Okay, so it's a show?
Huh?
It's a show? It's from a show, he said.
I will tell you right now, it is not from any type of media.
Oh, then I doubt we'll get it.
it's a noise that comes out from any type of bean, dude.
It's a growl,
like a bean, or
not everybody does that sound. You like can't say everybody.
It comes from a certain type of bean. I'll tell you that.
Oh.
Being, not a being. Being. Oh. Not frijoles.
Not that type of, you know, thing coming out.
I mean, it might have been. I don't know.
It's a you want to play it again?
Very true, go Brad.
Play it again.
Is it a real thing that exists?
Is it a fart?
I would
fart. A lot of people might do this during quarantine. Some are completely are not able to do the sound.
Yeah. I don't do that.
Sex, I'll tell you that right now. It's not something sexual.
That's where okay.
That's exactly where my mind was going, yeah.
Okay.
So confused.
Is it like a tabernacle choir?
I never heard that response.
What?
A Mormon tabernacle choir.
I'll give you guys two more responses. If you guys don't get it, then of course we'll just forget about it and get out of here. And I'll tell you.
You're going to tell us, right?
Well, I'll tell you off air.
Okay. Something during quarantine.
So wait, do you go until someone guesses it and then change the soundbite?
No, he chooses the same soundbite all the time.
Every single time.
We had another guest earlier today, and he put the same soundbite.
Every time, and it just proves nobody listens to our previous episodes.
I know, which is bad.
It's okay. That's how we
so damn bad. Yes.
Oh, God. Okay. Right. Let me think.
Mr. Chillzone also said it was a fart when he first heard it. I'm with you.
Yeah. I sadly wish it was a fart.
Well, we got to say something, right, Gabe?
Play it again.
Think of something. It sounds like, I don't know.
I think I can
like
make
your internet goes out and you're like, you know, like you're angry. I don't know.
Sounded pretty close.
Yeah, that was easy.
That sounded pretty close.
Okay, you got one more chance.
Is it like
I was so close? I mean, you had it, dude.
The answer was close with the sound.
The answer was close. It's like you said,
God.
When you release a dump, no, Jonathan, no.
Is it some good, is it like a frustration idea? It's a frustration kind of thing. That's what I'm getting at. Mm. Or that's what I'm getting from that. Maybe
no.
Is it
one of those like nose breather laughs? Like when you laugh at something out your nose?
That sounds like it, for sure.
Well, sadly, our friends here weren't able to get it, but it's all good.
I guessed it. My friend guessed it too last time.
Yeah. So, you know, it's fine. Don't worry about it, guys. I'll tell you off here.
All right, but, thank you.
I want to let you guys plug it up. Tell us where they can find you guys. Tell us where they can find. Of course, all the information is in the description. But for those of them who are lazy and don't want to look at the description, you should. But let them know where they can find you guys.
Yeah, well, we have a Facebook page for the movie. Just type Professor Zerdonicus on Facebook and Instagram. You'll find us. We have an IMDb page. My personal Instagram is Gabriel.Tice.16. Thank you.
Yeah, I was looking at them too, checking them out.
Halloween 2, the Rob Zombie version. That's Kurt Cobain right there.
Oh yeah,
Charlie Chaplin. That's Friday the 13th. It's a whole scene going on behind here. So,
you only have a Facebook page, guys?
No, we also have an Instagram page. We're at Professor Zerdonicus on Instagram. Yeah, but we are on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We are on IMDb at The Curse of Professor Zerdonicus.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at The Alec White. That's us right there. Yeah, at The Alec White for me on Instagram, Twitter, at Professor Zerdonicus on Instagram.
Yeah, I guess I should plug myself. It's Luicoh at Luicoh on Instagram.
Lucio doesn't even know how to spell his own name.
Yeah, Lucio.
Okay, so I got Alec here, Lucio, and I can't find Gabe.
Yeah, my Instagram is Gabriel.Tice.16.
Yeah. Gabriel Thice.
Gabriel.
I'm behind because I found all of them. Yeah.
All right. And as always, our wonderful other two guests who always show up because nobody else wants to show up. Michelle and Luigi, where can they find you guys?
You go, Michelle.
You can find me on Twitter as Queen Weeb with 3 E's on both Queen and Weeb. And then you can also find me on Instagram _ Michelle with 2 E's, Ochoa with 2 A's.
Mm-hmm. No sugar daddies, remember that part. It's always important.
Yes.
You have to be following either me or the Nerdcore.
Oh, yeah. Important part. I always have to remind everyone. Please, no sugar daddies. You have to follow one of these beautiful people on top before you try following
me. Luis, you said you were beautiful, dude.
So all sugar daddies, be sure to follow Raul first.
Exactly. No sugar daddies. I got like 3 sugar daddies. No sugar daddies, please. I will not accept you.
If you are open to sugar daddies. We have to submit to film festivals. So sugar daddies, please.
I'll send you the links of the people who try to add me.
Guys, go ahead and plug your OnlyFans.
OnlyFans, Professor Zerdonic.
Or the hottest professors are
great. He's just the professor in some sexy lingering.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Lingerie, bro.
What's next? The X-rated.
Lingering is hotter. You don't even know about that.
Yeah. All right. Bradley, where can I find you, buddy?
So is that like lingerie and Listerine put together? Is that
yes. Is that I'm not calling it that.
After you wear it, you floss with it. Yeah.
Surprisingly, a lot of people get mad at that for that joke, which is okay. But yeah.
Yeah. And as always, Brad can be found where, Brad?
Random Germ 101, pretty much everywhere.
All right. The Nerdy Chicano on both Instagram and Twitter. And I have to remind you guys, because I keep getting Facebook requests. Unless I've had a prior conversation with you, please don't add me on Facebook. It breaks my heart every time I have to put decline. And you don't want to break my heart. Okay?
My AK.
You're not breaking my heart. Oriana, you barely came in.
Oriana.
Girl, you can't just be showing up in here. After
last minute, girl.
Raul, what you talking about? You know you like it.
Yeah, I like it when she jokes.
Even Nate Solodolo, look at that, right at the end. Nate,
why are you guys coming on last minute?
Nate boy.
I need notice, okay? Okay, well, put your notifications on, Ori. You know, I love it when you come in and you talk with us. You know,
haters too.
Haters.
Wow. Yeah.
Damn.
Jesus, these people coming in last minute.
Nate, I hate that I love you
We're
guys.
We're going to have to keep going for an hour.
All right.
Yep. We're gonna have to repeat the story about Brad falling into the toilet.
Yeah.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I'll get Brenda back.
Come on the show after the movie is actually able to watch publicly, and we can talk more about it. Or you guys, if you ever want to act like idiots, just hit me up. And
there's no acting involved in my end, so
I do some method acting, so I will
you guys to come back and be introduced to Mama Ushi. She's a wonderful woman, and I can pull her out.
We never asked. When do we?
We never asked for Mama Ushi. Okay.
No, when do we get to see the film?
So that depends on the festival, how the festival circuit goes, because we're not going to be able to publicly release it till after it premieres. But either around, the winter or spring of next year.
Yeah, everything's in flux, obviously, at the moment. But we are in contact with a few distribution companies at the moment. That's as far as I'll go in that. But I guess everything's in flux at the moment. So winter, yeah.
But also, if you want to watch our teaser, we have a teaser up on our Instagram and Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
The short minute and a half long teaser. We're also planning on releasing the trailer at some point in the near future. So you guys can look out for that. But in the meantime, keep up to date with us on our Instagram and Facebook, and we will post as much as we're allowed to post without getting barred from film festivals.
As always, it has been a wonderful time, and you boys are welcome to come back.
Thank you for having us.
This is a show where it doesn't matter what the topic is. We'll devote about 2 minutes, and the rest of the time is devoted to just...
I think this is the longest we've ever devoted to a topic.
Oh, yeah.
This is an honor. Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
One of my favorite moments is somebody coming in and saying, oh, wait, this is about The Last of Us? Oh, yeah. I forgot we had a topic today. All right. As always, you guys know that we'll see you guys tomorrow. And as always, take care of yourselves. Have fun. And I'm glad that we were able to make you guys laugh and have a good time here with you guys. But, this has been the Nerd Chicano, and I'm signing off. Bradley, set him out.
All right, Raul. Thank you for being host as always. Thank you to Gabe, Lucio, and Alec for being great guests. Hope to have you on again in the future. Thank you to Luis and Michelle for being great guest co-host again for this week. We'll see you probably tomorrow or Sunday, one or the other.
Saturday?
I don't know. I don't know what we do on the show. Anyway, thank you for all the listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters, all those who came in at the last minute on Twitch. Yes, I'm looking at you, Oriana and Nate. thank you to all those on YouTube watching us. And I guess I'll just leave it with a go hard, yo.
Stay after the music. Just love sucking people and then